Let's take one more minute. Let's just bless the name of the Lord. Just thank Him. Just thank Him for how good He is. How good He has been. Glory to God. How good He has been. Hallelujah. How glorious. How faithful. Oh, we honor You, Father. We thank You. We adore You, Jesus. We praise You. Thank You, Father, for Your mighty presence with us. You continue to walk with us. You continue to love us. We bless You. We bless You. Father, open our eyes today and give us understanding hearts. Release Your grace, God, even at a greater level, like we have never experienced. We thank You, our God. We magnify Your holy name. You alone deserve the glory and the praise. Receive it to Yourself, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout a living hallelujah. Shout a living hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. He is such a faithful and amazing God. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this service. Those of you that are here with us in person today and those of you that are online, thank you. Thank you for worshiping with us. We are so thankful to the Lord. Amen. Sit down for just a couple of minutes, please. Glory to God. Hey, thank you, Lord. All right, our 2025 confession should be on the screen right there. Glory to God. 2, 3, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvest, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by His grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is He who began this work in me, and He will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet. With long life, he satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. That word is being established in all of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. Although that confession says that, this message is not just a message for 2025. So as we get back into it, earlier in the year, I touched on it just a little bit and started to minister along those lines right after our Daniel fast. But kind of left it for a while as the Lord directed. And now, in the second half of the year, as we approach the very end of the year, the Lord has us back there. And we're going to dig into it. We're going to study it together. So I encourage you, don't just hold on to this for 2025. Let this be a message that you carry with you into the future. Amen. Let this be a message that continues to mean a lot to you. A promise from the Word of God. It's not the promise of a man. It's the promise of the Word of God. So beyond 2025, right through the rest of 2025 and beyond 2025, we want to continue to walk in that covenant promise that there will be nothing missing and there will be nothing broken according to the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. At the end of the day, the Lord has a perfect plan for his people. Amen. And whatever God's perfect plan is, that's what we want. Like we were told last week, we don't want to leave anything on the table. Right? Glory to God. We are not satisfied with little. We're not satisfied with a little. We're not satisfied with, oh, we got some of it. We got some of it. All right, right. We want that platinum, right? I love it. Oh, my goodness. You guys learned, you even learned about the different makes of Toyota. What's the Toyota Highlander? You got a good lesson. Glory to God. Amen. So we will not be satisfied with XLE. Right? Right? Or I will not be satisfied with, what's the next one now? Limited. Limited is not good enough. We want the platinum. Right? We want to go as high as the Lord has ordained for us. Glory to God. We want everything. Somebody say, I want everything. At the end of the day, the Bible says, he anoints your head with oil. Your cup runs over. Then why do you want to take a small portion of the oil? Somebody say, Pastor, but that's wasteful. Really? God who anoints your head with oil and some of the oil runs over. You think God can measure? You think God can tell how much he needs to put on your head so that he doesn't waste the rest of it? Why does he pour out so much oil on your head until your cup runs over? Why? Because you are destined for a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen. And the journey you are on does not change that. The journey you are on today does not change that. Right? Times will change. Facts will change. Situations and circumstances will change. But one thing will never change. The eternal word of God will never change. Hallelujah. Amen. The eternal word of God will never change. The Bible says, your word, oh God, is forever settled. Amen. Is forever settled. Amen. Glory to God. Now, let's, we have a long ways to go, so we're going to dig into the word. We're going to really, really dig. Let's start the digging today. Glory to God. God is no respecter of persons. No. Right? No. This is what Peter said when he was invited to the house of Cornelius. No. Peter wasn't going to go there because in his mind, he wasn't supposed to go to have anything to do with Gentiles. It's one of the reasons it is extremely important that we renovate our minds. Amen. By the word of God. We're teaching that on Wednesdays. Glory to God. Renovate your mind with the word of God, because the greatest limitation that God has is the mind of man. The greatest way in which you and I can limit God is in our minds. If you can break the limitation in the mind, my friend, God can express himself in your life. There are no limits to what God can do in your life. There are no limits. God has no limits. The only limit God has is the mind of man. Is the mind of man. That's why it's so important for us to renovate our mind. Renovate it to what? To the word of God, so that we begin to think like God.
Amen.
Because like he said in Isaiah 55, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, right? So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But is God telling us that so that then we can remain in low debate, thinking low thoughts?
No.
No, he's telling us that to challenge us to come up.
Amen.
He's telling us that to challenge us to step up. It's time to think like God, to begin to think like God. Huh? You remember it was the Lord who told them. Some people think, you know, God is a God of appropriation. He does things little by little. No, that's not in the Bible. The Bible tells us, actually, let's come back here to Jabez. Let's just go with the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah 54, what does he say? He said to them, spread out. Mm-hmm. Right? In Isaiah 54, let's read that scripture. Spread out, he said. Spread out. He didn't say just cut it short. No, he didn't say that. Glory to God. What does it say? Isaiah 54 from verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. For what will happen? You will break out, you will spread out on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, in case you think shame may come. You know, if I start spreading and I don't have evidence, there may be shame. People may laugh at me. If I start building things, I start building tents and I don't have people to put in there, people may laugh at me. I may be ashamed. If I start preparing my life as though God is going to fill my life with so much good that I will have more than enough. If I start doing that and people come and they see there's even nothing there, they may start laughing at me. I may be ashamed. God said you will not be ashamed.
Amen.
Shame is not your portion.
Amen.
The only way you will be ashamed in this world as a child of God is that you fail to align your life and your thoughts with the word of God. That's the only way shame will come. Shame can never come to you. I say shame can never come to you. It can knock on your door, but it cannot access your home. There is no room in your life for shame. There is no room in your home for shame. There is no room in your family for shame. I say there is no room for shame. People will not come together to laugh at you. It's not possible. People will come together to rejoice with you. Hallelujah. They will rejoice with you. Woo, glory to God. They will rejoice with you. Enlarge the place of your tent. God is a God of faith. Enlarge the place of your tent. Then he said in verse 4, fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for you will not be put to shame. He repeats it. You will not be put to shame. And every shame you have ever known in your life, you will not remember them ever again. Because of what I will do in your life. You will forget the shame of your youth. You will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Hallelujah. So enlarge the place of your tent. Where does this enlargement start? It starts in our minds. In the mind. Begins from the heart, but from the heart it has to go to the mind.
Yes.
This is why we have to renovate our minds to think like God. God has more. God has better.
He has better.
No matter what you have accomplished, there is still more. When you get to the place where you say, all my dreams have now been fulfilled, God will start saying to you, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Because there is still more. There is still more. Hallelujah. When you say, well, I already achieved some of my goals. I already accomplished some of my plans, my desires have been fulfilled. Then God will say, you think that's all I can do? Lift up your eyes. There's still more. There's still more. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So we have to continue to renovate our mind. And renovating your mind is not going to happen by, it's a miracle, it's a supernatural thing, but it is a process that involves you. You have to be active in it.
Yes, yes.
You have to play your part. You have to participate.
Amen.
Somebody say, God, please renew I want to close my eyes, and when I open it, let my mind be completely renovated. It will not happen. Don't bother praying that prayer. It won't happen. The only way your mind will be renovated is that you become an active participant. Glory to God. God didn't tell his servant to be teaching on renovating the mind. It's for 6 months. By the time we are done, we may have been teaching on that subject for 6 months. He didn't send his servant to be teaching on renovating the mind for 6 months. If you can just close your eyes with a prayer and your mind is renovated, then it's a waste of time. Why is he telling the servant to teach it? Huh? Why? Because you have to be an active participant.
Yes.
Everything begins from the word of God. Let's go back to Jabez. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. I wanted you to go to Jabez, 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. Let's not start from there. Let's go to Peter. God is no respecter of persons. Acts chapter 10. Amen. I love this one, actually. I want you to read this. Acts chapter 10 from verse 34. When they invited Peter to the house of Cornelius. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I started to drift somewhere else. He called me back. He said, come back. Let's go right here. Amen.
Amen.
See, in his mind, what they have always believed was the Jews were not supposed to have anything to do with the Gentiles. And even though now salvation has come, he still believed for him to go and fellowship with Gentiles is contrary to the will of God. So what did the Lord do? He gave him a vision in the night. You remember his vision? He lowered animals. He said to him, kill and eat. What did Peter say? No, Lord. No, Lord. I've never eaten anything unclean. And then the Lord answered him, whatever the Lord has cleansed, you cannot call unclean.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What's the Lord doing? He's renovating his mind. He's renovating his mind. And how is he doing it? He's doing it with his word. He's doing it with his word. He's doing it with his word. He's renovating his mind so that he can think like God, so that he can believe like God, so that he can see like God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he can see that something that he has believed for a long time, there was a dispensation of time when it was not wrong to believe that, but in this current dispensation, God has moved beyond that. Now you need to refresh, you need to renovate so that you can elevate. Hallelujah. Because if you don't refresh, and if you don't renovate, you are going to be there, lowly in Lodiba. You'll be left behind. You will never lay hold on the things that God has prepared for you. My friends, we have moved away from the book of Numbers. We are in the book of Acts. I said we have moved away from the book of Numbers. We are now in the book of Acts. The day of counting numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, those days are gone forever. These are the days of signs and wonders. What we want to see are the evident working of God in your life. We want to see how he's working in your life, how he's turning the unturnable, how he's doing the undoable, how he's changing the impossible. Shout hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yes.
So how did he start? He started by making him think. He started challenging his thinking so that he will see it differently. He will see it differently. He said, Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean. So I don't think I can eat this. God said, eat it, kill and eat. Because anything I've made clean is already clean. He said, okay. It happened a second time. It happened a third time. By the time it happened the third time, even Peter, with his blessed mind, he knew there's something going on. He knew there's something going on. And shortly after that, pop, on the door. The people from Cornelius' house. Hello? Yes? Can I help you? Yes. Our servant, our master, Lieutenant General Cornelius, he sent us to you. Cornelius? The Gentile? Yes. Peter said, how can I? What? And he started thinking about it. The Lord said to him, go, doubt nothing. Go, doubt nothing. See, he already prepared his mind with that vision and his word. His mind was already ready. So by the time the word of the Lord came, go, doubting nothing. Go, doubt. Peter said, okay. His mind was already prepared. His mind was, God already started that process of renovating his mind, helping him renovate his mind, change his thinking. My friends, if you are going to enjoy a life of nothing missing, nothing broken, you have to change your thinking. Amen. You have to begin to believe what God believes concerning you. Yes. You have to believe we are out of the book of Numbers. We are in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. We are out of the book of Numbers. We are in the book of Acts. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God's hands are not limited. What God can do with a million, he can do with one. Amen. Are you listening to me? God can change a generation with one. He doesn't need 100,000. God can change a whole nation with one. That's the power and the mystery of the book of Acts. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the anointing of the Holy Spirit take charge over your life, what a million people cannot do, you by yourself, you can do it. Amen. God can do it through you. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And so in Acts chapter 10, from verse 34, glory to God, Peter opened his mouth when he arrived at the house of Cornelius and started to minister to them. The Bible says, then Peter opened his mouth and he said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. The truth, the revelation of the truth finally got to him. You know, every renovation of the mind begins with a revelation of the truth. There are some things you think are true, but because God says they are not true, they are no longer true. If there was a time when God said Jews and Gentiles cannot worship together, it was true then. But when God moved forward in a new dispensation, he said, I have called all nations and all peoples to worship together, and you are all one in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, there is no male, there's no female, there's no black, there's no white, there's no Jew, there's no gender. You are all one in Christ Jesus. The same blood of Jesus flows through your veins. There is no superior race in Christ Jesus. All of you are one. You see, what was true hundreds of years ago is now a lie today because God said so. That's a mystery for some people. They don't understand it. That is why in some religious circles, they will never move until kingdom come. As it was in the beginning, so it is now and forever shall. They are not working with God. Because God is on the move. His principles don't change, but God is always on the move. What Peter believed was true hundreds of years ago was true then, but it is no longer true now. Every renovation of the mind begins with the revelation of the truth. Until you lay hold on the revelation of the truth of the Word of God, your mind is not renewed to think like God. He said, listen to what he said. Peter opened his mouth and he said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. He now sees it. He sees that revelation. He said in verse 35, but in every nation, he that fears God and walks righteousness is acceptable to him. Is acceptable to him. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are not blessed because of your race. You are blessed because of Jesus. Yes. You are not blessed because of what family you were born into. You are blessed because of Jesus. You are not blessed because of your height. You are not blessed because of your weight. You are not blessed because of your color. You are blessed because of Jesus. You are not blessed because of your gender. You are blessed because of Jesus. I perceive God is no respecter of persons. Whoever you are, whoever you are. You can walk in the fullness of God. Nothing missing, nothing broken can become an established revelation and an established reality in your life because you are now in Christ. God is no respecter of persons. What God does in one life, he can do in another life. He is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. I perceive glory to God. Oh, so much joy in my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, so much joy in my soul. So much joy in my soul. My friends, there's a glorious future in Christ. There's a glorious future. We are approaching, we are arriving very soon at the golden era of the church. In fact, we're already there. Some people have gone ahead, but the majority of the church is coming there very close. The golden era of the church. The golden era of the church. Ooh. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, whether it's America, whether it's India, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's Ethiopia, whether in every nation, he that fears him and walks righteousness is accepted. He's accepted. Somebody say, I'm accepted. Somebody say, I'm accepted. I'm accepted in the beloved. Oh, I am the redeemed of the Lord. Oh, I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm loved by God. I'm favored by God. I'm blessed by God. I'm accepted by God. I'm welcomed by God. I'm celebrated by God. The days of feeling, we don't measure up. Those days are gone forever. The days of feeling, we have to come down. We have to come here with our heads bowed low because we feel like you are doing us a favor for walking in the life, the fullness of blessing that God gave us. Those days are gone forever. We are who we are, like Paul said, I am who I am by the grace of God. It is the grace that makes us. It is the grace that establishes us. It is the grace that elevates us. It is the grace that crowns us. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. In every nation, he that fears him and walks righteousness is accepted with him. Now, I want you to see, he says, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel. Notice, everything begins with his word. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching shalom by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That same word. You know what? Let's read this in the Amplified. Can you switch that for me, Moriah? Glory to God. Let's read verse 35, verse 36 and verse 37 in the Amplified. Now we'll go back to the King James for verse 38 because that's sweet in the King James. But look at the Amplified. Look up there. Look at it. You know the contents of the message which he sent to Israel, announcing the good news, gospel of shalom by Jesus, gospel of nothing missing, nothing broken. Gospel of, see, it was the word that announced the agenda that God had. The way the Lord told the world what his plan was by announcing that plan
through his word. It was through his word. Notice he says, that word. You see, the same message. No. I'm going ahead. Look, verse 36. Go back to 36. You know the contents of the message which he sent to Israel, announcing the good news, gospel of shalom, by Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. Now, look at verse 37. The same message. This is very important. I want you to see what the Lord is doing here. The message that God sent to a section of the world to announce to them the ultimate plan of God for peace. The message. Why is Peter saying this? Because he had a night vision where the Lord told him, whatever I have made clean, don't call unclean. By so saying, God was telling him, the same cleansing that you received as a Jew, I have given to Gentiles. The same cleansing you receive as a Jew, I have given that same cleansing to Gentiles. So you need to change your mind and stop considering the Gentiles who are in Christ as unclean. Because when they are in Christ, even though they were Gentiles, they are now equal with you, a Jew. There is no difference between you and them. So that's why he said, I now know of a truth. I got the revelation that with God, there is no respecter of persons. In every nation, whoever fears God and walks righteousness is accepted with him. There is no national or racial or ethnic barrier in God's agenda. Anybody who preaches a racial gender barrier, to God's agenda is living in an old dispensation. They need to have their minds renovated to the word of God. He says, I now know of a truth. My friends, I don't know why the Lord is having me stay here. I have a full note even for today. My time is almost gone. But we have to get this. Let's drill this in our spirit. When we come back next week, we'll continue. The Lord will help us continue. Let's drill this in our spirit as I close. There is no difference between races. There is no difference between genders. There is no difference between personalities, upbringing, social status. Jesus Christ is the equalizer. A life of nothing missing, nothing broken is available to you in Christ. Amen. You can walk in total life prosperity if you are in Christ Jesus. You can have a great relationship with God. You can walk in the new revelation of Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Your mind can be renewed to the Word of God. You can have a full life. You can have peace, joy, hope, love. You can have restoration of good in every area of your life. You can live well physically. Amen. Materially, you can be blessed. Amen. It's the fullness of life that God ordained for every man and every woman through Christ Jesus. Amen. There's no respecter of persons. Let's close right here. That same message. You know something? That same message is the one you and I are digging into today. The same message that announced to the Jews that they can have shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. That's why it is their heritage. If you look now in the not just a race, but there's that blessing of Abraham. Many of them are walking in it without even knowing it. There is a covenant that God has with the Jewish people. It's not based on them individually. You see, God declared it through Abraham.
Yes.
I will bless you, and through you, all the nations of the earth. It's the covenant, it is written, it will never change. And because they came out of the loins of Abraham, naturally, they enjoy it. They enjoy it. That's why God is protective of them. You know, so someone say, but I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense. Emotionally, it doesn't make me feel good. Well, you may not understand if you don't know what the connection of parenting and children is. No matter how much a parent loves another child, they can love another child. Every parent has it within them to love other children, to love children. But when it really gets down to it, if there is only one thing you are able to do to save one of all those children, my friends, you will save your child. No matter how much you love the other children. You don't hate them. It's just that when it really gets down to it, if there's only one that you can save, when you give everything, you will give everything to save your child first. But I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense because you are not a parent. Don't worry. Have children first, then you'll understand. Then you will get it. Because there is a tie. There is a tie. There is a connection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is a connection. There is just, whether you want to or not, you just want to protect them. You just want to love them. You just want to bless them. You just want to establish them. It's a connection. It's a connection. Sometimes they don't even deserve it. Sometimes you feel like slapping them on the upside of the head. Like, pam, pam. How many times do I have to say this to you? Pam, pam. But if somebody outside tries it, you're going to say, hey, hey, hey. So something between the parent and the child is a covenant. Is a covenant. That same covenant that God had with the Jewish people through Abraham, he now has with you and with me through Jesus Christ. There's no respecter of persons. There's no respecter of persons with him. You can enjoy the best of God. You can have the fullness of the life of God. You don't have to settle for less. You can then get the best. You can get the best of God. You can get everything that Jesus died to give to you. Because by covenant, it is your rightful inheritance. Yes. By covenant.
Yes.
By covenant. That same message, he said, let's close. That same message, which was proclaimed throughout Judea, starting from Galilee after the baptism preached by John, and he goes on and on, is the same message he was preaching to Cornelius on that day. It's the same message God has me preaching to you today. That a life of nothing missing, nothing broken is available to you in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
You don't have to be behind in anything.
No.
Mm? Look, whether you live low or you live high is really up to you. You see as we go. We were going to go to Jabez. We're Jabez, we can't do it today. Go to Jacob, we can't do it today. And then we will talk about those five principles. If you are going to enjoy the benefits of nothing missing, nothing broken, five things must happen in you. There must be five things that happen in your life. See, it is your choice. It is no longer God's choice. It is now your choice. See, the table has been prepared. The blessings have been laid out there. You can't use the excuse, well, I wish I was like the Jew. I wish, no, you are like them. I wish I came through the lineage of Abraham. Yes, you did. You did. You did. You are now a covenant child of God. You are a covenant child. The life, nothing missing, nothing broken is available to you. To settle for less, that is atrocious. to settle for less when there's so much more? To refuse to take it when God already gave it to you? Nothing missing, nothing wrong. You, Pastor, you don't understand. It's my generational line. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Excuse you? Your great-great-great-grandfather. That's another dispensation. In this dispensation, now that you have accepted Christ, that generational curse is broken.
Amen.
Your life must be different from the life of your great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yes.
It was true hundreds of years ago. But that's why we showed you this vision. So that you will understand in this new dispensation of a truth,
yes.
Jesus has made you one with himself. You can no longer use as an excuse the fact that nobody in your family made it. You can't. The fact that everybody in your family died before age 60. You can't use that anymore.
No.
Jesus already broke that. Nobody in your household ever went to college. You can't use that anymore. That has changed now. It's a new dispensation. Nobody in your family ever held a job, kept a good job. No, you can't use that anymore. You can go as high. See where it says spread out? Think big.
Yes.
You can go as high. You can become anything God wired you to become.
Yes.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Don't try to become what somebody else is. Become everything God wired you to become.
Yes.
Are you listening to what I'm saying to you today?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can truly enjoy. Miss Koloshi. Brakidis. Hallelujah. Sitedeke Bush. Brinemekas. Tarokabasi. Prekede sitede heshitede. Meke siteri de ba kusipara kasike prekedi fisata mosh. Brakadi ve sekemengo sake pradis. Minstoros kere vashta. Would you stand to your feet? Let's thank our God for calling us into his family. I don't know about you, so much joy fills my heart. That ordinarily, I did not qualify to be in this family. I did not qualify to even come close. But because of the eternal work that Jesus finished on Calvary, look at me. I have a seat at the table. Look at you. You have a seat at the table. Right there, where princes sit. He's the one who raises the beggar out of the dunghill. He places them around the table where only princes sit. Do you know you are now royalty? Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. Do you know that? You have access to the highest graces of heaven. Whether they are spiritual, mental, emotional, material, relational, and on. You have access to the Garden of Eden, the real Garden of Eden that will never be destroyed. You have access to the Tree of Life. You do. Do you know if you are in Christ, you will never die? You will never die. You will never die. When you leave this earth, you transition, you go to sleep. And when you wake up on the other side, you wake up in glory with a brand new body, a brand new beginning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have access. You have access. That's why Jesus died, to redeem us from eternal death, to redeem us from physical death, to redeem us from every form of death. Let's take a minute and thank our God for the blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken. Total life prosperity. The life that Jesus died to give to us. It's a good life. Our good shepherd. Our good shepherd. He died to give us the good life. Let's be thankful to him. As we close today, let's be thankful. I want us to close on a note of thanksgiving. Gratitude for what our Father has done for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you hear what his apostle Peter said? He said, I perceive of a truth, with God there is no respecter of persons. You can sit at the table like I can sit at the table, like they can sit at the table. There is no difference. God has elevated you. He has esteemed you. You have a place in royalty. My friends, let's thank our Father. Let's thank him as we close this service. Let's bless his name. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. Thank you for calling us into your precious family. Thank you for giving us a place in royalty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody, if you really appreciate your Father for what he's done for you, let me hear you lift up your voice. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, our God. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Talk like it, my friends. Carry yourself like it. Walk in the reality of it. You are royalty. The blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken is your portion, is your inheritance. It's your heritage in Christ. Walk like you know it's true. Be confident. Be confident in it. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Father, thank you for breathing on your word today. Thank you for filling us, precious Holy Spirit, with illumination and revelation. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your children right through this week. Favor them in all that they do, everywhere they go. Keep them. Lord, as the children begin to prepare to go back to school, we commit them into your hands. Bless them. Protect them. Preserve their lives. Elevate them. Keep them. Those that are traveling, keep them. Keep them, Father. Keep them. Watch over them. Watch over them. We thank you, our God. We bless and we magnify your holy name. You alone deserve it. Receive it to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's bless his holy name. He alone deserves it. Come on, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You can do better.